rapid fire. So Ken, we wanted to bring you up to speak. Did you have something to say really quickly?
Yeah, I like, as a person who like went, I went to Howard and studied African history, and it was always that like the San people, the Bushmen, were the oldest. And I just learned that a black man in South Carolina might be the oldest. I would love to see this proof. Like, I would love to. I mean, I know Bender likes to play with you guys, but I like to learn. So for real, can what's his name, Lucifer, show that please? Because I would love to see that. Like it's quite.
Yes, I just posted the article in the group chat.
All right, I'll go ahead and post it.
He's not in the. Okay, so anyway.
I'll post it. And then Aroma,
Yeah,
do you have
so
a
they
question
did a
too?
DNA test. Let me just read this real quick, right? Ancient DNA pushes human emergence back. Anatomically, modern humans evolved in Africa, but pinpointing when has been difficult. Shellbush et al. Sequenced three ancient African genomes from the Stone Age, about 2,000 years old, and four from the Iron Age, right? One of the oldest samples sequenced to 13 times coverage appears most closely to resemble individuals from the present-day San population. However, this individual seems to lack genetic contributions from other modern African populations, including pastoralists and farmers, which were observed in modern San individuals. Thus, the earliest divergence between human populations may have occurred between 350,000 to 260,000 years ago. It's the sand people, literally.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I'm trying to, but I want to hear that.
Negative, negative, negative. Someone already posted the retweet I put up about the cow genetic study. That goes back 300,000 BC, and those are also Central African cultures and migrations. So cows were brought to
Well, the
Asia
sand were around
and the Middle East,
350,000.
and the Middle East, where the Khoisan were not. And by the way, the Chinese, who
Hello?
studied their own genetic lineage, says they're Eastern Africans from 80,000 BC, and they are not even the Khoisan. So Bantu
Respectfully, the link
features.
that just got posted, the first tribe nation. Never mind. Continue, please.
But let's be clear for a second, really quickly. We have to be clear about something, because when we're talking about, again, scholars codifying and vetting this information to make sure it's at a consensus, we're not saying that the Khoisan wouldn't have been a part of it. We're also saying that the language would have been dominated by the Bantu language, which is why they're going on to say that the archaic form would be Bantu as well.
Okay, so they have the South Carolina man. They called him an African American, by the way. He's not African American. He was Native American tribal lineage. That's why it's probably covered by that article type. There's other articles on it. But
Aroma, you
they
had a question?
identify him falsely as Native Amer as African American. He's not African. He is Asian American from prehistory. He migrated over before hominids from our Homo sapien group even got over here. So there's people before 100,000 BC in Americas.
Go ahead, Romo.
Yeah, I was just making the point again. I think that as far as the language thing goes, I think it's a perfect opportunity for us to acknowledge the fact that historically our people have always spoken multiple languages, and now we should, since we're most of us have been reduced down to one, we should make an attempt to relearn those languages. And if we realize that some of them are ones that we don't want to speak, we can throw those out. If we realize there's other ones that we should be speaking, we should incorporate into our culture, we could keep those. And yeah, I just think that's what we should do as far as analyzing languages go. Because again, I think we would actually laugh at somebody that tried to break down and look at English that didn't speak the language fluently, or at least to a certain degree. So yeah, I think we should do that.
So what Lucifer is doing is he's taking like an article and not reading it. So the people who wrote this article, they don't suggest that this man is Native American. Lucifer added that in because he's a psychopath and a sociopath and doesn't care about actual history, right? And then on top of that, they never say this
Excuse
is
you?
someone from Central Africa. They never say that. And also,
They
he does
said he
not hold up.
diverged from
He
our
does not
ancestors
predate.
340,000
He does
years ago.
not predate the San people. In fact, African Americans have San ancestry, not much. But when we're
Yeah,
talking
like
about
one
Y
to two
chromosomal
percent,
DNA,
1 to 2%.
what'd you say, Akamande?
Yes, we have about 1 to 2% San.
Exactly. So it's possible this man could be a descendant of the
Are
San. It's
you
fine.
reading the First Nations? Are you reading the First Tribe Nations thing right now?
Oh, hell no. What is that? What are you talking about?
Okay, read the, look at the
Oh, no. I'm not reading. I'm not going to a pseudo website called First Tribe Nation.
Yeah, I don't understand. Ishmael Bey, I know that is the dude that's the more dude. And the a lot of the, I don't see any if you look at the charts in there, I would say this to you because I feel Marco, he's more genuine in doing this. If you see someone ever post charts and they don't give you a source to where those charts come from, I wouldn't trust it. And then the fact that there's no sources at the end that you could refer to, I feel like you're very genuine because I'm not going to lie. Like I've seen you lots of times and you're very a genuine young man. So I'm not even going to fake. Okay. This right here is beneath you in an intelligence because it's like the, you can tell that I'm going to just read this one line here. Okay. And I'm just going to tell you, this is like no scholarly paper would ever include this. Okay. Towards the end, Jacqueline Johnson traced this cousin's paternal line back to the former slave named Albert Perry born between 1819 and 1827, who lived in South Carolina and was the first to appear in the 1870 census. Years after, I mean, like the fact that and this is something to look forward to. I had to learn this when I was in grad school. So no, trust me, I don't mind teaching it to, you know, I'm 32. I don't mind teaching it to younger, but if you don't see a source under any type of graphs or anything like that, for example, I've seen Oromo and Bender, whenever they post something, I can't fight with them because I can go to the graph, the original work itself. A lot of this is like, you could tell this is just like, there's more of a political push. And I understand that you're like a free thinker, but it's like, sometimes it's not bad to like look at people who do scholarly peer reviewed stuff. You know what I mean? It doesn't take away from the knowledge. Okay. That's all. But like, this is like, I would say this is beneath you in regards.
All right. And I hear you, Ken. I do hear you. But, because I'm actually, I say that a lot to, Bodhi and, a few other people. I don't know. I can't get their names out right now. But yeah, when they're posting graphs and it doesn't have any context to the graph, of course, there's obviously an agenda. The graph, if there is a graph to be said, it's going to be exemplified in the writing as well. They're not going to leave that out for mystery. So I will say that. So when we're talking about this First Tribes link, it actually does, if you look at the, I will agree it doesn't have any of the sources as far as data at the bottom, which you would usually find in like a scientific source, but they do have links to actually accredited sources like Cell. So if you keep on, I just did that just now. I haven't read through it, but it does link to it and it does have, at least from observation of the eye, it does have some of the same rhetoric going on between the two articles here. So I would have to read it myself, but again, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like here, I'm looking at this New Scientist thing right here, right? And it literally states that, okay, Albert Perry carried a secret in his DNA. His Y chromosome is so distinct that it revealed a new information about the origin of our species. It showed that the last common male ancestor down the paternal line of our species is twice as old as we thought. Yeah, like for example, they found tools, indigenous tools that kind of like rewrites the timeline in which the indigenous Americans came here. So like, yeah, it's constantly changing. I would use the New Scientist thing that's in here. But this right here is clearly miscued because there's a political, like, I get it. Help Black people know who they are. So, you know, I'm not like against it. I'm just saying. You know,
yeah. And I'll post the actual link that leads to the actual study so people get a better observation of what that is. Yeah. And that's something that we can really talk about later. This is something I haven't really read myself.
Okay. But, yeah, no big deal. I'm sorry.
Hold on. This is Luke Sulphur. I went ahead and I grabbed the first Google search I found for that one. I went back and got the New Science article on it. I posted some quotes on that article, by the way.
Absolute, Lou. I did find that myself, so I'll go ahead and post that in the Jumbotron for people to see also.
Yes, because they need to know the significance of these findings. I don't believe for a second that modern white societies are not aware of the paleo origin of Negroid populations across any continent. Not for a single second.
Why would you use the term Negroid? That literally comes under the false dichotomy of race.
The false dichotomy? Oh, Lord.
Wait, come on.
I'm describing a genetically inherited phenotype from Central Africa, and we need to catch up on that.
Yeah, but why would you use the term Negroid? That was literally if you're fighting white supremacy, why would you use their term that categorized this?
Because that is an accurate term. It means black form from Latin, and I call them albinoids because they are white forms from Latin.
All right, so how many Africans have you ever met that call themselves, we are of Negroid descent? Pre-race. Like, can you find any of that? I wouldn't use it. If we're doing this as a decolonizing
The names of most of these cultures and their cities have the word black in their own etymology incorporated into it. So they are literally calling themselves Negroids.
Call themselves black if everyone in the nation is black. Like, usually you do that in a diverse...
Because they have a pride in their melanated genetics. That's a concept we have lost.
I don't
did not.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Oh, do you understand what I'm explaining to you? If they're calling it Kemet, land of the blacks,
Lucifer, it just doesn't
they're all
make
black.
Sense. Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
First of all, that is also that's also been that's like, how do you what's the term? Going to an HBCU is something known as Hotepism, where it's like there was a sense of trying to get black people to know who they were, so there was a bunch of words that were pushed through. Okay, like for example, Hannibal Barker was black, like Carthage was a black civilization that fought against.
Hold on a second. I can't see your name. Who am I speaking with here right now?
I can.
Okay, Ken. Hannibal Barker, that's already been concluded. We know he was black.
Oh, God, he wasn't. He was not in the slightest, not at all. Like, not even remotely black. Like,
so.
All right, cool. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm just saying that, like,
are you serious right now?
Some of this
dude,
the Gauls were black. No, Bender, shut up, because you do this shit on purpose. Like, I literally hate hearing you talk at the time, because you play with these people all the time, hype them up, and then don't even take responsibility, and you don't even try to defend the logic here. You just, like, play along with it, just insult them the
whole time. No, I don't.
Okay?
No,
that's exactly
you do that, Bodhi, but that's why you're here, part of the entertainment.
That's why you got kicked out, that's why you really don't go to, like, black spaces, because, like, everyone knows you just come to troll. Like, come on. This dude has, I've heard you say, Lucifer, that the Romans held a race war against, like, the Gauls. You said the Gauls were black, and then you said that the Spartans were black, and let me guess, the Hyksos were black too? The ones that came in?
Yes, black Mongoloids who invaded Egypt. They left sculptures of their Mongoloid
people.
This is why
Bender hangs out with you. This is why Bender does it, because he enjoys this stuff.
Hold on. I did not state an opinion. The Hyksos left Asian Mongoloid phenotype sculptures of their pharaohs. It's not my opinion. It's not up for debate. That's how they represented their genetic inheritance.
The Hyksos took over the government, but they were of Greek descent. So
they were not of Greek descent. They came from Asia and Eurasia.
You have to prove. What do you think Turkey, modern day Turkey, is on the rest of? Like, matter of fact, I shouldn't take this that seriously. Go ahead, Lucifer. Do your thing, man.
Archimonde, I was gonna warn you, right? That, like, this dude
already
went on the rant. Okay. Calm down.
Okay, no, I know you're mad because you actually told me that it was cringe for me to reconnect with my African heritage.
I know you're gonna say you're so mad about that. I was joking with you. Okay, I was trolling you. I'm not gonna lie, right? I was just trolling you. You know, it's not cringe. It's good. It's a good thing to do. But you have to note that your ancestors did not identify as Yoruba or Igbo. I mean, that's just a fact, right?
Wait, but if my ancestors were taken from, if my ancestors were taken from southern Nigeria and brought to America. And due to, like, genealogy, was able to find our clan.
Okay, so you said Hannibal Barca was not black. They have the metallurgy proving he's black. They have the pottery from Carthage period proving he's black. They have the eyewitness accounts of people who met him stating he is tall, gaunt, and dark. He is black.
You understand what that's based off of? Like, so for example, excuse me, in whiteness, right? If you look up Queen Catherine, her grandson inherited Sicilian genes. Look up what they described him in the UK. They called him a tall, dark man. If you look at the word swarthy, right? Sicilians, Southern Europeans.
Again, stop. I've already posted the Sicilian pottery from BC time periods. They are fully Negroid African phenotypes welcoming Eurasian white people. Would you like to see the pottery at the Met Museum depicting Negroid royals introducing a red-headed Anglo-Saxon woman into their court? They're wearing white face masks in the image on the pottery as well. So they are fully aware of race and white facing or black facing.
Fully aware of race. That's why they used.
They the literally were. That's why they put it on the pottery.
Used a word known as Ethiopian, just simply meant burnt of
face. Hey, whoa. Hey, you brought up Sicily. I have an artifact that is validated by the Met Museum depicting African types within 800 BC in the Sicily. Process
of civilization, we all know that it started with Egypt.
You're telling me I'm schizophrenic and you're rambling about random shit when I'm trying to focus on one topic?
I'm not rambling.
I can literally link you. I'm going to link the pottery and you're going to tell me what phenotype those royals of Sicily are in ancient Greek time period. That's what you're going to do. Because you come in here pretending to be a pseudo-intellectual, backing up your buddy Genderbender, and then you're going to slip off into the night after claiming a false victory.
Like, I like a Roman a little bit more than Bender. Like, Bender could get killed tomorrow, and I'd be like, oh, okay. But, like...
What the fuck?
Right? Like, stop. Like, don't try to put me with this
thing. Yo, I made one joke about you identifying as Igbo and Yoruba, and now you hate me like that? Are you serious, Akimade? Are you serious?
I really take pride in my legacy, and I take pride in my lineage, so... Yeah,
I think it's we have different ancestry. I'm more of Hausa Fulani, and you're Southern Nigerian.
Do you take pride in your Fulani ancestry, Akimande?
Huh?
We might give you a proper Fulani name. How about Amadou? Would you like that?
Oh my God, we had this conversation yesterday, Romo. Like, you and I both know that Black Americans can be a mixture of everything. Like, I've met Black Americans that are just straight up Mende. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. Like, there's a whole rack of them that are getting their citizenship
Wait, how could that even be possible? A whole Mende Black American?
No, not like completely. They just have like Mende.
Like 40%?
Yeah, like mainly. Because, you know, like we're a cluster. We're a cluster of like West and Central Africa. So like I find that some people in
Florida. Post that to the Jumbotron, please. I want him to be on record explaining this pottery.
All right, cool. Let's oh my God. Is this it right here? No, that's the brothers. Yeah, Marco. See, Marco's somebody we can build with this brother right here. All right. No. All right. I need to keep scrolling through. Is it like all the way to the front, man? I'll go look for it. You guys continue doing your thing. I'm about to block Bender just because.
Why? Akimade, why? Yo, this Akimade dude is hella bad at me.
Hold on. Do you want me?
There's nothing hold wrong on. With what I said. It's true.
Bender, stop talking, bro. You had enough time to waste our time tonight.
Lucifer, you've been talking for like 30 minutes straight, dude.
We still haven't gotten back to our topic of Western empires and how they're interconnected across the Grand Pyramids.
We're on rapid fire now. I just want to clear this up with
Okay, well, the pot. I've sent the link.
You would just allow another person to speak for a second, right?
I've sent the link, and I can quote the name of the artifact itself. Mixing vessel with Dionysus and performers. Detail 325 to 300 BC. Sicilianate, Sicilian Greek. Calyx crater attributed to the group of Louvre. K240 terracotta 15.78 by 14 inch 40.3. Okay, so this is an actual verified artifact depicting Negroid royals in the archaic Greek time period. Hannibal Barca was black. The Sicilians are black. No one is confused about their racial identity when they say the man is a tall black man or Hannibal is a tall black man. They're not confused at all. They're citing primary hand sources because they saw the bastards. It's not up for debate. It's not an opinion. It's an actual thing. It's a reality.
It's just a fact, yeah. And so were the Chinese. The Chinese were also black. We can't
forget. We literally showed you video of all the black Asians, including the Chinese. We showed you the Anglo-Han lab. We showed you the Anglo-Han laboratory where they sequenced their own lineages and said they are from Eastern Africa. So 80,000 BC, China was black. Do you not understand chronology?
Yeah.
You suddenly don't know math? I'm liking how you don't know math all of a sudden when it comes down to them on film saying, yes, we sequence all of our own Chinese cultural heritage and ancestry, and all of them are Africans from 80,000 BC.
Dr. Yacoub created white people.
And they did not say Khoisan, by the way, because the Khoisan themselves 200 years ago are black. We asked for 100 image, the 100 member tribe of the yellow Khoisan, and everyone has shown us 15 individual members with albinism. That is it.
You are crazy. You're saying the Khoisan aren't black today?
I say the Khoisan are yellow today. I say they're black 200 years ago.
This man is crazy. You're
do you not understand genetic admixture from, European colonialism?
No right to tell them what they are. Like, that you
are I literally have a right to tell them they are because they're not even black. I'm black. They're not. An older
population. Wait, how are you going to tell the oldest ethnic group on the continent that they're not black?
What do you mean by oldest ethnic group? The Bantu predate all of them. Their culture says that. Do you know in the Khoisan culture, they claim that they migrated in from Namibia? Is Namibia filled with yellow Khoisan? Yes
they
or no?
They also said that they had fight. They also talked about having fights with the darker Bantu people, and that pushed them down too. Yeah, I've heard that too.
And when within the last 100 years, didn't all white people make black people fight everybody else anyway? Like in Rwanda with the Hutu and the Tutsi, who are a Bantu group, like, and a Somali Ethiopian southern group.
It's a white man.
Yes, it's tribalism. Now you're getting it. Suddenly you know, man. Good.
Excuse me. You're comparing thousands of years to centuries right now. Like, let's stay focused.
The Khoisan were not at war for thousands of years with the Bantu groups, or else they would have been wiped out by now.
It is quite clear that the Khoisan has been overwhelmingly proven that 30,000 years, they are the oldest on the continent. Like, overwhelming. Like, they're even known to be the oldest race. So it's like, how are
oldest
you?
Oldest race cannot predate Bantu because their language is based on the Bantu group. So
you know,
that
Bantu
means
was
a population.
Do you
understand the Megalake Chad period cultures radiated outward into southern Africa? So you can't have Khoisan without the Central Africans first. Do you understand that?
I blame Bender for this. That stupid little mulatto.
Akimade, my brother, dude. I don't want you to argue with you.
Don't call me your brother. We're not brothers.
We're both black Americans.
We're not brothers. Okay, skinfolk ain't your kinfolk.
Hey, can we get these guys off the stage? Because it is wasting our time at this point.
No, I'm literally
we got a lot of ground to cover. We still have to cover Bantu in Tamil. We still have to cover Bantu in old Japanese, which is what Bender lied to me about weeks ago. We found the guy who analyzed it, and he says, yes, there are complete phrases in modern Japanese that are still Bantu.
Tell me about Japanese.
Yeah, that's what I knew for a fact. The Bantu, the wave of expansion began about 4 to 5 thousand years ago.
We literally debunked that this afternoon.
How did you debunk this?
Because Bantu is found in ancient Kemetic. It's the base. Western, Nigerian Bantus populated Nubia and Ethiopia. Nigerian Bantus. Central Africans populated the Nilotic region first.
First of all, Nigerian just represents the area around the Niger River. There was, you found an ancient word for you. Okay, yeah.
Well, he means West Africa in that sense, right? Because we did vet that information to bring to corroboration that, yes, the Bantu language was at its most archaic form, had to be Egyptian. We're not saying that other groups were not involved. It would come to the conclusion of, like I said, as UNESCO concluded, that the Bantu language indeed, at the very least, dominated. And that became the Medjunitter that we knew to come to existence.
Yeah. Except they used Coptic to
Well, Coptic is much later, and Coptic introduced Semitic languages.
The Rosetta Stone, and not any of those Bantu languages. But
the oldest language in Arabia is Ge'ez script, 5000 BC.
You don't codify that language.
I'm sorry. Like, the Bantu are not, they can, how can they predate the Khoisan?
Let me just say this, Akin. We're not, I don't know if it can predate. What I'm saying is that the language is indeed Bantu. It was at least dominated. And we're talking about Champollion breaking down the Egyptian language or the Medjunitter language with Coptic. That could be accessible, yes, but at the same time, we had to understand that the Coptic language wasn't introduced into the Egyptian area or the country until after the first millennium BC. That is very late. We're not going to sit up here and try to pretend that a late language that was introduced
Bantu. Bantu's not even the original name. I thought it was called Abantu. Like, I thought.
No, so but we're not going to semantics term, about right? The name, though. We're just going off of.
Yeah, it's just a family. Family of Niger-Congo languages. So that would mean that the expansion being 4,000 years. I mean, the Khoisan is like 30,000 years older than that. I mean,
Kemetic Egyptian is a 15,000 year culture.
But you still understand that, like, most Black Americans come from the Niger Congo. We come from, like, Senegal to Liberia, Liberia to DRC, DRC to Niger, and go right back, okay?
I posted a revised Central African zoning map because you guys are clearly unaware of what was going on in these green Sahara periods.
Akamata, you can't, like, light up a black hole. The more light you add to it, the larger it gets. It's just going to suck you in. I'm trying to, like,
okay, so... Ancient Egyptian, Old Kingdom Egypt is a 15,000-year-old culture.
Correct.
Bantu is at the root of it. He just said Bantu is 4,000 years old. Okay. UNESCO says it's 15,000 years minimum.
10 more minutes every time.
It's 15,000 BC, 15,000 years old minimum. That's how old Bantu is minimum. You guys are still not embracing the fact Bantu is a primordial language that goes back to ancient mythology in multiple religions.
15,000 years old, it's younger than Khoisan. I appreciate that.
I said minimum because that's a qualifier. You know that, Bodhi. But you're the educated one. Khoisan at minimum
is way older than 15,000.
Minimum, yes. Based on Kemet Nubia's posting of that cow gene sequencing of the three different branches out of Africa of domesticated cattle was carried by Cameroonian and Central African tribes into the Siberian region 300,000 years ago. That's what the DNA says.
I'm going to type this in. Cameroonian cow herders into Siberia.
I've already had it posted into the Jumbotron. You just need to find the link. And I said, smoking gun, 300,000 BC, Cameroonians enter Siberia, which is what I'd already predicted. She posted that this week.
This is just the legacy
of white supremacy.
Oh my God, are you not done yet?
I predicted that weeks ago. She posted her gene study this week. I told you the Clovis,
but we can't hear you. Thank God. A break. Akhermadi, but the source of this is like literally.
It better not be no like Egypt Forums type stuff. That is literally the worst.
No, this is worse than Egypt Forums. People at Egypt Forums, you'll be even Clyde Winters is more connected to reality than this. Yeah. Right? But like, this is white supremacy, right? Like they take history, they whitewash it, and they have all these disgusting racial ideas they ascribe to history and all these sort of restructuring, like retellings of history that are racialized, right? Yeah. And so a part of it is the true Negro, right? And so with ancient Egypt, they tried to be like, oh, well, they're Hamites and they're not the true Negro, and the true Negro is the Bantu. So a lot of Black people are like, well, they're not really Black unless you're the true Negro, which is the Bantu, which leads to crazy statements like the original Black people were Bantu. And Khoisan people are actually younger than...
We're supposed to be like the third youngest. So it's like supposed to be what? Khoisan, Nalati, the Pygmies in Central Africa. Then we come out from being like... we come out after that. So like we're like what? Maybe a couple of... like we have to be no more than a couple of thousand years old. Like our little...
Nilo-Saharan people aren't like Kiffian, so I don't know what you think about the Kiffian culture, right? But some people think that Niger-Congo people are, we'll say Niger-Congo, descend from Kiffians, right?
Yeah. I personally, like, because for me, when I look at the Bantu expansion, I'm trying to understand how there's a big distinguish between us since the fact that it started in, like, Cameroon and, like, eastern Nigeria. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, how are we not... I mean, like, where's the
line? Well, let me, Akima, let me break some stuff down. That's a highly disputed theory. It's the white theory that it originated in Cameroon, but that's not a theory that's collaborated with any African oral tradition. There's no genetic evidence supporting.
What about African geneticists, though?
No, yeah, exactly. There's no genetic evidence supporting this at all. As a matter of fact, 2 years ago, a study actually debunked the Bantu migration theory, because it found that in Cameroon, it found four samples.
Uh-huh.
And for one, they're all Pygmies. Like the skeletons that they studied were all Pygmies. So they weren't surprised by the results, because this has been known for over 100 years that the only people they found in West Africa were Pygmies. That's been known for a long time. So they finally decided to test the Pygmies genetically and see, you know, who they match up with. Now, obviously, the Pygmies did not match up with the modern Bantu speakers who dominate the region. So you know, it just kind of collaborated what we already, what Sheikh Anna Jolt wrote over 50 years ago, which is that West Africa was full of, you know, pygmies until a migration from the Nile Valley brought Bantu and Niger Congo speakers into West Africa. This would also explain why, from an archaeological standpoint, following the desiccation of the Sahara Desert, you don't find any settlements in West Africa, whereas you find settlements all around the Nile Valley civilization, all up and down the Nile Valley.
Wait, what do you mean you don't find settlements in the, like, what about the Nok, the Terracotta, like the Nok kingdom that they found? Like, what about the ancient kingdoms they found?
That only dates back to around 1500, 2000 BC top.
Yeah, we're not like we're not super old, but we're like fairly young, if I could, yeah.
No. Well, the thing is, you know, you have genetic evidence going back to around that period showing that our people were in a different part of Africa at a higher rate.
Interesting.
You know, so I mean, and that's just with the Ramses the Third finding. So, you know, it's interesting that you don't find any Bantu genetics in the Bantu homeland of Cameroon anywhere from 4000 to 2000 BC, but you find E1B1A, which is the signature paternal marker of the Bantu and Niger Congo speaker. The only time we found that in ADNA is in Egyptian royalty, i.e. Ramses III. That's the oldest finding of our marker we have. They've never found it in West Africa so far, particularly the forest belt of West Africa.
Okay, so there's a phylogenetic tree that actually a lot of us have been struggling to read in the Jumbotron right now, Ekin. And in terms of like going to Niger Kordofan or Niger Congo, it says what you said, right? So you start off with Southern African Khoisan, then you have Western Pygmies, and then you have Niger Kordofan. Can you see it?
Right now, I'm reading it right now. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Yeah. And then like there's Hadza, which is East African. So maybe the Hadza, you know, they're connected to the Khoisan, but not directly, right? But they're more like East African hunter-gatherers. And that's when you get the Sundawe and Eastern Bantus. Obviously, the Sundawe, genetically, they're sand, they're Cushit, they're a lot of things, but this is the phylogenetic tree, right? One thing that I thought was weird is that if you look at like Mandinka or Wolof like ancestry, does it look like to you that it clusters with like Nilo-Saharan or like Chadic or Central Sudanic? It would be the non-Bantu NKAAC. There.
Yeah, I can see what you're talking about. This is
amazing. Yeah, doesn't that look like it? Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I can see it.
That would fit with the Kiffian culture being the origin of like some West Africans. But then I don't like
because you need to deal with other origin stories. I read a book called When West Africans All Spoke Igbo, and it was like there's supposed to be a connection that we all share that like West and Central Africans share, that they even showed that like even the origins of their gods are all kind of the same, that's just different names for them. And yeah, like I'm trying to get to like, there's so much that's been said by before you talked that I'm like, when Cameroonian herders in Siberia 300,000 years ago, Nigerian Bantus coming from Egypt, I heard, like, I want to get on to like, let's, can we go back to that? Or, you know, I don't want to take it, you know, where nobody wants to go. I'm just, you know, like, am I wrong?
Lucifer will do that dance with you. I'm not. Marak, do you know about Siberian herders from Cameroon?
I do not.
Testing.
Yeah, that's Lucifer's job. So Lucifer, Akimade wants to dive deeper with you into the Siberian herders from Cameroon.
I kind of just want like a definitive, like, here's the proof, you're good. Like, that's all. You don't have to explain much.
The proof is on Kemet Nubian's post of the gene study, and the analysis is included in the thread. So it's already laid out for everyone to read. I just added on my layer, which actually explains the migrations that actually occurred, that the white academics...
Can you send Kemet Nubia's post or get someone to post it for you so that he knows what you're talking about?
I think it was already put up earlier. I can barely navigate this app, Marak, on my phone.
I know Marak's your guy. Marak, did you put it up?
I'm not exactly sure which post that would be. So if I'm
clear
about
it, you gotta send it.
Siberian mountain range, which is where people call the Caucasus Mountains, the steppe plains, the Indo-Aryan steppe plains. Yeah, black people were there first. All those people brought up their cattle. So yeah. Weird.
I will say this, though. I don't know if they were Cameroonian, but I will say this. Again, the bottle gourd, we know for a fact, traveled from Africa into Asia, into America. That has been exemplified also with Harvard, who went on to make that claim as well. So we do know that if they're at least traveling and cultivating bottle gourds, I don't see why it wouldn't be a big case to at least bring cattle to Siberia, I guess, in that form. It wouldn't be far-fetched in my thinking. Ken, did you, would you?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm still trying to read some of this stuff.
Would you agree to that? Or
Yeah, I could. I just don't understand, like, where did, God, it's like you study African history and then it's like, oh, by the way, everyone you thought was white apparently is now black. So you're trying to figure out, yo, who's the, so let me just, let me read through some of the stuff that's been posted. You guys go ahead. I'm sorry.
I saw Imhotep makes that argument. I've heard that. That's what I was asking. Yeah. Yeah, he's made the argument that it is related to Bantu. Because one of the things that linguists say is that Sumerian was a language isolated. And one of the things that many
Africans... Yeah, they still speak... It's like six families left Sumerians today, right? Yeah, I've seen that. Unless I'm wrong and they were all black all along. Like, oh, God.
And I want to mention something, too. Just something to note. Like, 10 years ago, scientists... Well, no. Some Chinese linguists had actually made the argument based on the fact that Bantu is related to some Asian languages. They made the argument that Bantu originated in Asia. This was a peer-reviewed Chinese study. Now, obviously, they were wrong, but that just goes to show that they recognize that there are relationships between, you know, Bantu and, you know, languages that you would not expect for there to be a relationship with, you know, just based on, you know, the standard version of history that we're given. But, you know, take that for what it's worth.
I mean, yeah, so again, I think on the surface of it, it sounds a little out there when you say Cameroonian specifically, traveling from there to Siberia with cattle. It sounds a little crazy at first. But when you, again, think about the fact that morphologically, we had been completely Negro, quote, until at least mid-Holocene. I don't think it's far-fetched. So, again, we had completely populated the Earth well before that time period in which we even landed in the Americas. So them bringing bottle gourds or what have you, other cattles, other forms of culture, not a big... surprising thing to me when you really think about it. Lou, you wanted to speak?
Yeah, what did I miss?
Ken May did want to, and I am kind of curious as well. I don't understand why it would be specifically the Cameroonians, but I can make the case for the fact that they would be morphologically black peoples that would have taken things like bottle gourds and cattle or what have you over into places like Siberia at one point.
Oh, I only use Cameroonians for shorthand because it's a mouthful to say Mega Lake Chadic Congo Rainforest Complex Cultures. It's like that picture I put up. Did that picture make it into the Jumbotron? The Central Africa highlighted in yellow and what they call Central Africa today highlighted in blue, outlined in blue.
Is that in the group chat?
Yeah, it should be. I posted it without the link to the tweet and with the tweet.
Okay. While the smoking gun?
No, the smoking gun is about the cattle migrations.
No, it says Cameroonians enter Siberia.
Yeah, that's the migration that no one wants to account for. Okay. That's where my mongoloid alpha types with their slanty eyes, which is a Central African recessive phenotype. It is not Asian. It comes from Central African groups. Therefore, Central Africans populated Asia first. That's why they're the vast majority of the stereotype of slanty-eyed Asians, because they're Central African Bantu.
I'm still looking up, trying to compare notes here. Like, I have access to my school's library, and I'm trying to put Bantu older than Khoisan, and, like, nothing is coming up. So please take me to wherever to get this information.
Okay, well, the narrative is Bantu is recently developed. Therefore, we don't have to go looking for Bantu as the primordial culture and religion
and linguistic group of all Homo sapiens. But
it's widely accepted that the Khoisan are older, though.
It is widely accepted by white supremacists that black people are a subrace.
Why would Africans, like what benefit would it be to white people to say, oh, the Khoisan are before the Bantu? Like, there's no point to that.
Because when you go, you ask the question. The answer is Google the Khoisan and show the overrepresentation of 15 to 20 albinized or biracial yellow members of a 100,000 member tribal network that we know of. They did not want to present the black Khoisan, who are the majority genetic demographic of that tribe. That's the old black lineage of Bantu people. In that region. Sorry,
have you seen Igbo people? Igbo people can be
Bantu people in that region. Bantu speakers in that region. Central African Negroid types in that region who have a recessive gene for slanty eyes.
So
I'm not screaming. I'm speaking firmly to you.
You are. So Igbo people can be light skinned, right? Are you going to say that they're mulatto or what'd you say? What was the word you say? Europeanized? I forget. Albinized? Whatever.
Albinized. There yes, they are albinos because they have a double recessive allele.
Do you know what the word albino Khoisan means?
The Khoisan have been isolated for who knows how many tens of thousands of years.
Can you define albino?
Yes, those are pale recessive alleles for phenotype.
No, albino is people who don't have any melanin at all. Not people who
negative.
Are light.
Negative. Black. I'm going to stick with the NOAA.org and their health advisories for actual albino populations. They state even black people can be albinos. If you have any recessive phenotype trait whatsoever genetically expressed on you, you're an albino. If you inherited one and do not express it, you're an albino carrier, a genetic recessive carrier for albinism. Therefore, if you pair with another carrier, your
Wait,
children.
You know, albinism is just a skin condition in which a person is not given melanin. But a person
it's,
has
it's not just a skin condition.
Albinism can have sex with a person without it and still produce a baby without it.
It's yes.
Not like something, it's not like they become like a separate race of people.
They literally do become a separate race of people if they practice a culture of incest and admixture with albino groups.
You understand that, like, okay, two dark skinned parents, right, could have a child with albinism. And they could have brothers and sisters without it. And then that child with albinism could have a kid who doesn't have albinism at all.
Exactly.
It's not like it's a species. It's not like a species.
I agree.
Book, I want to know if you read this book.
I literally have explained this for weeks now. Black so men, you're agreeing
you to,
with
all well, no, excuse me. I want you to tell me if you read this book by an author called Supreme Knowledge. The entire, When the Earth Was Black, 10,000 BC. You ever heard of that book?
Negative.
Okay. You read that book. You know why? Because you quoted that book when you was on the thing with art. All right. Yeah, I knew this was a waste of time. Oh, it's not, man. Mark, I don't want you to think of
that. I have literally not read that book. I've read Real History Worldwide, all the Wikipedias, all the encyclopedias that were not behind paywalls, and every scientific article that's been going to the public for 10 years.
Let me translate for Lucifer. He doesn't read books. He reads the blurbs on Egypt forums or on Wikipedia.
I read for paradigm shift. Do you understand that concept?
So he doesn't get firsthand pseudo information. He gets secondhand pseudo information.
What has been pseudo about these genome mappings and the progress of domesticated animals way
the
earlier than we hear?
Being younger than the Bantu.
Yes. Let's get the chronology. How old are they claiming the Khoisan are genetically as a
30,000. That's the lowest.
30,000 years. Okay, rookie numbers. So they're not even relevant.
Professional numbers.
Homo sapien arose in Central Africa at least 200,000 BC through the L0 mtDNA group that they've been able to find on the female side of our ancestry.
So what's the ethnic group that's contribute to?
The haplogroup L0 branches into L1, 2, and 3, and then populates the rest of Africa. Here's the kicker. 200,000 BC, they have suddenly moved the L0 origin point into southern Africa, despite the Khoisan not being the population that populated Asia 80,000 BC. So how did they manage that? 10 years ago, it was common knowledge that L0 arose in Central Africa, Cameroon, Niger, Nigeria, Congo region. Now it is dead smack in the Khoisan yellow Asian grouping. So, over there, they're the oldest ethnic group, 30,000 BC. Okay, who are the people who populated Asia genetically provable, 80,000 BC, and who are also Eastern Africans, not even Southern Africans. Question. Oh, there's another group of, there's another older group of black people before the Khoisan 30,000 BC, and they already made it to Asia 80,000 BC. Damn. Well, look at that. And they're Homo sapiens. Hmm. That means the Khoisan are not the oldest ethnic group. Stop bringing that up. It's a fallacy. It's basic chronology. You guys are reading these articles, seeing the videos and them reporting their findings, and you're not putting the fucking math together.
So I have a question. Didn't he just ask you a question? Can you answer his question?
What was his? He asked the question. How do the Bantu predate the Khoisan?
Shut up.
And I told him Eastern Africans are Bantu. Eastern Africans come from Central Africa. 80,000 BC, they're already populating Asia. They are not Khoisan. The Asians confirmed this in the video we posted from the last UNESCO discussion we had.
Lucifer, you said something very brilliant. You said that one of the oldest lineages in Africa is
Lucifer. Are the same person, and it's just them playing with us.
We are not the same person, Akimati. I'm trying to help you. So you said LO is the oldest lineage in Africa, and Akimati asked you a brilliant question. He said which ethnic group that it's associated to. Now, can anyone answer that question that Akimati
gave? Central Africans. That would be the Bantu groups.
Akimati, who would you guess it would be associated with, if you had to guess?
They're putting it in Southern Africa 10 years later.
Sorry, ask that question again? I'm still reading this.
Who would you guess that it's most prominent in? El Not. Who would be most prominent with that?
The Khoisan, wouldn't it be?
Yup, you're correct. Oh my God. It's
okay, so now Bodhi. So now Bodhi. Oh, Bodhi, explain who is the L00 that populated Asia 80,000 BC if the Khoisan are the oldest Homo sapiens, but yet Homo sapiens were populating Asia 50,000 years before them. You said the oldest ethnic group, and I said, yeah, that's irrelevant. Don't bring them up. And you still brought them up, so now I'm debunking your chronology.
If you're trying to prove, if white supremacy is trying to prove, wouldn't white supremacy want to prove the opposite? That, like, Europeans were the oldest, people from the steppes or the Caucasus Mountains, or people that came from, like, I guess some pseudo part of Greenland. I mean, like, literally,
they
no matter what.
They can't use any of those groups anymore, bro. They can't use any of those groups. They're albinoid defective genome.
Stop saying albinoid. Okay,
their albinoid defective genome comes from one super ancestor, 4,000 BC, Kazakhstan, Altai Mountain Range. Pale genes, all of them in modern populations of white people, were traced to that one ancestor. He was a hyper incest who fertilized all his female relatives, and he was an albino. So he carried OCA gene mutations, and they passed on. It was not a skin condition because all of his children inherited it and passed it on into the modern times, making the white European Caucasoid grouping. So yeah, it's not a skin condition anymore. It's a permanent genetic problem for his lineage. All of his children are albinos. None of them come out melanated. So he lost melanation. 4,000.
So you're saying this one dude, he was an African, right? You're saying he was African or was not?
Specifically, Somali Ethiopian. He comes from the R and K haplogroups from 90,000 BC Somalia. So yeah, Somali Ethiopian migrants, 90,000 BC in India, in northern India and eastern India, literally created the Kazakhstan population of albinos. So their albinized black children went up into Kazakhstan, impregnated themselves, and stabilized a recessive flaw throughout all of their population, and then went back in 1800 BC to integrate into their forefathers.
You're trying to say that the skin graft that human beings adapted to their environments mean that when you were in a place that had higher, you're closer to the equator, more carbon was put into your skin, i.e. why like everyone who lives on the equator is darker, why people who live further from the equator are lighter.
That is a white supremacist fallacy. Climate adaptation has not been proven by any single study they've done on paleo populations. What is the genetic reproductive benefit of having pale skin when the UV index
when your body adapts? Because how do you explain
the UV index can be triple that found in tropical climates?
How do you explain? What am I even doing this for? Like, are you serious? Like, are you actually joking?
I just asked you a question. You grilled me and interrogated me the whole fucking hour.
You have to answer a question. Anything. You literally just stated that albinoid Europeans in a cave had incest sex for thousands of years and made the entire race of Europeans. Like,
he said
Somalis did that.
Oh, excuse me. Somalis went up to Europe and had incest sex.
I didn't say they went up to Europe. Now, did I? I said they went to India. They left east the Horn of Africa. They left
They left the Horn of Africa 90,000 BC, according to the genome mapping for Asia. They entered India, and sometime around 4,000 BC, they had enough albinos to send across the border into Kazakhstan. They were not kicked out. There's no evidence of a race war between different factions. FDA. They left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hold on. Do you know specifically why they went to Kazakhstan? Because those mountain range, they left most of the country abandoned, by the way. They chose to stay in those mountain
ranges. White South Africans, or Sicilians, right, who live closer to North Africa.
Sicilians? Bro, I just sent you the pottery of the Negroid Sicilian royals. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Negroid? Bro, what the weed? Pass it around. Do you understand that literally human beings...
Are you saying that phenotype is not found in Africa? Are you saying that Sicilian phenotype on that pottery is not found in African populations? Hold on. No, I need to answer at some point, bro. Are you saying that the figures on that pottery, who are the aristocrats of that culture and population, are not Negroid phenotypes that you claim to be sub-Saharan or black or Bantu type or Bantoid or Africoid or Australonesian or whatever the fuck else random babble names the white people created for black people?
They do look black.
No, I want him to say it on record. It's pointless for me to have these debates with these people if they're just going to slither away to the side with a different talking point or a distraction. They're literally double teaming me for an hour now, and they haven't given me a yes or no. Are they Negroids or not? Are my eyes deceiving me, or what?
I would like to ask Akima, though. So when it comes to white people being albinos, do you think that they adapted? Do you think that their skin color, the eye color, the hair color are a result of adaptation to a snowy environment? Or
Those Sicilians are 45,000 BC migrations across a drier Mediterranean swamp. So, yeah, they're not black Moors.
They've been there. They're indigenous.
Yes, they even have a native Greek, old Greek term called Pelasgians. When it's translated by the Athenians, it literally means, Pelasgian literally means in old Greek, sons of Pelops, the African warlord. He invaded 1000 BC, right around the time the Spartans also arriving in that region. So there was multiple race wars in the Mediterranean.
Write that down. Say that. Sons of what?
Pelops? Sons of Pelops. Papa, Echo, Lima, Oscar, Papa, Sierra. It means the dark-faced or dark-eyed one, which in Greek means Africans. In fact, they use the people from the south pointing across the coast towards Africa. So they're very specific about, yeah, Negroids over there, us Europeans over here, even though there's a black population that they're enslaving in Greece, a native black population. And they called those enslaved black people metics or lackeys. The Lacedaemonians, the Spartans, when they were enslaved, were called lackeys. The Greeks, the Pelasgian Greeks, when they were enslaved, were called metics, chemetics, black like the Egyptians.
Are you trying to claim the Spartans?
I don't have to claim the Spartans. The DNA already claims the Spartans.
Well, like, if you're, I just want you to know, you claim the Greeks, the Romans.
Yeah, right? You're going to say Africans were what? Boy-loving? Oh, fuck that.
You guys can't even tell me the Sicilians who depicted themselves as black Negroes are black. Now.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm, like, literally Harvard Library, access to it.
Getty Museum, look at the image, get back to me on that answer. Are they Negroids or not?
Or what Negro? Like what? This picture
on the Sicilian pottery from 300 BC, are those Negroids or are you going to put them in a different grouping?
Now grouping? Let's reverse search and see what it says.
I gave you the source in the tweet.
I know,
in the thread.
You gave me the picture, so I see the picture here.
Read the rest of the tweets in that thread. I gave the source. I was reading it aloud on the recording earlier. It's in the same thread, bro. Stop playing dense.
I don't play dense.
Oh, it gets better. It gets better. There's a great Zimbabwe-style masonry on those Sicilian, Sardinian, and Corsican areas. It's over 10,000 BC, so it's buried by ages.
It puts numbers next to BC, and it just says it eloquently. But there's no way someone could be this old.
What is confusing about what I just said?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's the time period of Stonehenge being constructed in Europe.
Let him finish.
Okay, so underneath the hills of those islands right off of Italy, there are African Bantu-style masonry buried by dusts of ages that passed over that climate. So the Africans expanded into Europe even earlier than I'm predicting.
They're probably earlier than 45,000 BC. Who the fuck knows? No one's looking. None of you care when we have the evidence. You don't care when we don't have the evidence, but you're always talking, saying that we're wrong. That's the only thing that's consistent about all your talking points. Oh, you guys are Hoteps. You guys are Afrocentrics. You're looking for some cultural heritage that isn't there. Every time these people stub their toe on a new region, they find something hyper-ancient. And it's always Negroid in origin. It's always Central African in origin.
The conclusion is that white people are just a genetic mutation. I mean, that's a very funny thing to
say. That's their conclusion, Bodhi. That's their conclusion. And I can only agree with it. I can only agree with what they already genome sequenced their own population to find.
Yeah,
hold on. Look, Google the origin of pale genes in Europe. They're more recent than previously assumed. That is literally the studies. Like, yeah, we all come from Kazakhstan. We're only 6,000 years old or less. I was like, oh, well, no shit.
Wait, I'm sorry. Am I missing something? Where is he posting all this? Because I see Mark's posting something here on the screen.
He's not posting anything. Lucifer never posts any evidence.
I don't post anything. I use logic.
I'm posting what Lou wants me to post. It's not.
Okay. Yeah. So you're doing it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Lucifer uses raw logic. That way, I do not depend on citations that can shift or move in 10 years. You know.
This is not academia in the slightest.
It is literally academia because I was able to predict based on my modeling. I was able to successfully predict that Denmark girl was going to sequence as a black European, paleo European. A month before it happened, while I was in an argument with a white supremacist about the origin of the Viking culture, because their folklore,
girl is black.
Their 1100 AD Icelandic folklore said they are sons of Memnon of Ethiopia. So there, it was already in their original culture. Yeah, they have black Vikings, they have white Vikings. The Irish of 800 BC time periods and 500 AD said the same thing.
The Denmark girl and the Danish girl came up. I'm not trying to see this movie about the person that got the first sex change. All right.
What are you talking about?
No, I typed in Danish girl black and it just came up the wrong thing.
I didn't say Danish girl. I said Denmark girl.
No. I typed in Denmark girl black and Danish girl came up. The movie. Sorry.
Okay, so you are aware of that recent finding within the last 2 years that the indigenous European population were black skinned with black hair and blue eyes from Cameroonian descent, correct? And this is around 6,000 BC? So yeah, white people don't even exist yet on the planet, and already they're black Vikings in Daneland.
Black Vikings in Daneland.
Lou, you didn't I'm gonna
find the article, bro, because you're slow.
Yeah, like,
to pick
can
up.
You just share it at the bottom there? It's like a whole. Just press the purple button.
I literally store mega threads on this account just so I don't have to keep googling all these things over and over again. Because you guys are bad at Google.
If you're making a statement, you should be prepared to always drop this information. I'm sorry. What level of academia do you think this is?
I think it's the one where you can spend 5 minutes and get more information than all of our ancestors combined. I think that level of academia.
I'm going to use this tweet right here. Let me back up this right here. So 7,000, okay, 300,000 BC, Cameroonians eat. Okay.
Marat, go ahead and post that to the Jumbotron, please. And there's a thread below it so you can read more information to give it context.
Wait, Bender, I want to make sure I heard this. Romu, I want to make sure I heard this. He said that he predicts this stuff. Did he say that?
Yes, okay. I did. I literally was having an argument with a white supremacist from Finland.
Can I ask you a question? Why don't you, like, if you're passionate about this, wouldn't it be smart just to have, like, this on hand? Because, I mean, these numbers. You understand if you're right, you could honestly have your own Smithsonian's.
I literally have it online now after I wasted another year creating this Twitter account.
300,000 BC Cameroonian, and it literally says no search results. And it's actually a black woman talking about being black in Siberia.
Yeah, okay. I'm interested in putting some funds together to get Lucifer a lab with some graduated cylinders, some Petri dishes, and
But hold on. Why do I need all that? I literally don't need that. All I have to do is read what the people wrote down about their own primary sources and cultures. They literally state who is black, who is biracial, and who is white. They literally tell us what race and ethnicity and loyalty they have in ancient times. There's no confusion whatsoever. People relabel those terms for race as different things.
Siberia. See, God, I wish I can share this. All right. Sid just comes up with orders. Cameroon and Siberia finds himself in a potential win or go. No word on the Asian boat pushed back to the sea over a like. I don't see any of this stuff you're pulling. You're saying, "Oh, here we go." Excuse me. It's just a travel website. Travel to.
Hold on. What are you looking for?
The tweet you just posted here, where you have this thread where you said that, wow, smoking gun, 300K BC, Cameroonians entered a Siberian range. I literally just typed that in.
Yeah. What is the name of that Siberian cave girl that had the triple ancestry? Denisova, Neanderthal, and Homo sapien from Central Africa.
So she's not even a modern human?
No, she's a hybrid. A very complex hybrid that they said could not exist because black people genocided their ancestors somehow.
So what does she have to do with us? That's a good question.
Like, what? She is proof that Central Africans made it up into those mountain ranges way earlier than people said.
Got caught up in the slave trade? Because that's like,
what are you talking about? On
the continent less than 500 years. So it's like, what's the point?
Who's we, bro? That South Carolina man left the continent, 200,000 years ago?
Oh, God. Are you one of those Dane Calloway niggas, man? Please tell me this is not a Dane Calloway.
Yes, he is.
I will say this, though. Either way, whether that was a actual modern day, what we would call human, right? That wouldn't be 300,000 years ago, of course. But obviously, us as modern day humans did populate the earth and were morphologically black, at least into the mid Holocene. So, either way, it's still a fact.
I'm gonna call my boy's from Cameroon. I'm gonna be like, yo, nigga, did you know y'all populated?
Hold on.
You gotta also believe, but you also gotta bring into context again, they wouldn't go up there with just bottle gourds, right? Even though that's solidified, they would have to
know that race was created as a justification. For A, enslavement, B, colonization, C, it was a detractor from like social issues that was occurring in Europe. So like
it literally was not. We literally have albinoids from 1500 BC in India taking over the
cat.
You don't know what an albino is.
They are albinoids because their children inherit a consistent phenotype of albinism.
Lucifer, do you know
because they consistently inherit?
Lucifer, do you know that the eye has melanin? Did you know that?
The eye obviously has melanin, yes.
Yes.
Unless your eyes are paler.
So blue eyes would not be albino, would they?
They literally are pale. They literally are albino eyes. Because they're... Hold on. I think you're missing a paradigm here. Albinism is a spectrum. It's not a binary on-off toggle.
It's a skin condition.
No, it's a spectrum. It's a spectrum of...
It's a skin condition.
OCA, the OCA categories include skin, eye, and hair. It's not just a skin thing.
Albinism can affect even white people. If albinism can affect wouldn't
even white everyone, people, they're the perfect albino.
Oh, God, they're the perfect albino, yet they can survive. Niggas.
The medical term for what they call sunburn is called sun poisoning. They're albinos. God. They're literally albinos.
Black Americans, we fought to be educated. We used to educate ourselves in basements just for niggas to think albinism.
Wait. You didn't disagree. You started an ad hominem attack. You didn't disagree with what I just claimed.
That wasn't an ad hominem attack. That was a
historical fact. You literally started mocking me.
To be educated. I don't know what you're
talking about. Literally started mocking me, claiming that I'm offending my ancestors who fought for 300 years.
Apparently, your ancestors were already here, right?
Yes. So we were here when Columbus arrived. What are you not understanding?
Okay, so white supremacy is about lying, but you would choose the one guy who lied to his own royals just to get people to pay for his voyages?
What are you talking about?
That's what Christopher Columbus was known for, a prolific liar, like crazy liar.
You might want to go over our last podcast like a week ago where we covered
his... If you're one of these black people that believe Christopher Columbus is black,
I'm getting implications that he was descended from a Portuguese king now. So,
all right. I think this will conclude today's rapid fire. It was definitely some rapid fire going on, Machine.
Wait, hold on. Marat, hold on. I still have my notes from earlier. I got to correct this motherfucker. Hold on.
Lou, we'll save it for the next space. Absolutely. We'll do that. All right? We're all going to be here. We're all friends.
Wait. He never said if those Sicilians were a Negroid phenotype or not. I'm still waiting.
Bodhi, are those Negroids that we see in the pottery?
I think they look Negroid.
There we go. We got one.
Where?
Romo thinks so. I do think they look Negroid, but that's just me. Bodhi.
I can't believe he said Oromo is my brother. That's anti-Fulani, frankly.
Okay. So what is the person in the center of that pottery?
Chinese to me.
Okay, so who's the albinoid woman in the center of that pottery performing the gymnastics?
People in Africa were Chinese. That's why the Khoisan people.
Stay in focus, Bodhi.
Humanity started in China.
You might have schizophrenia, but you need to stay focused. Okay. You have an Anglo-Eurasian woman in the center of that pottery being presented to a black royal group. Sicilian nobles are interviewing a performer, like a circus clown, a gymnast, a traveling performer from Anglo-Eurasia, aka Kazakhstan migrations. Or are you claiming that that pale-skinned, red-headed, blue-eyed woman is the majority of Europe at the time? Because that is not the case with Lola, aka Denmark girl. Or... let me read the list here. Luzia, Cheddarman, Ivory Bangle, Appy Una, Naya Girl. Yeah, all of these pre-hominids and proto-humans, all of them are Negroid phenotypes with Negroid ancestry and migrations into Europe, into the Americas, into Asia. So who is that pale woman in the middle of that pottery?
Thank you. Thank you, Lou. I don't think Bodhi's going to answer that. I think he already said it's Chinese. But I would say
Chinese. They look Chinese to me.
Really? You want to see the picture of the Han Dynasty meeting the same pale-skinned, red-headed, blue-eyed people? Because Real History Worldwide has that image.
All right, that's enough. We are concluding this week's discussion about West African Empire.
Maybe Japanese. The Hanji.
I thank everybody for coming by. We'll have another topic next Friday.
Find full episodes of the podcast featuring Straight Facts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Also, check out our Instagram for more Marat Oris content, including the shop and our subscription service for exclusives. Peace, Marat. I'm Marat.